Whoa. Oh, sorry, guys. Hello. Unfortunately, since I can't send DMs on this Audio Doom app, I wanted to say a few things to a couple of people. First of all, at Melanie Akpotu. I've been just listening to your boo with Grooming Nile, and I just wanted to ask if you were talking about grooming tools, and we have something over here called Furminators. Furminators. I think Furminators. Yeah, I don't know if they're an international product, but just in case, I thought I'd mention it. They're really good for getting out the undercoat and everything of our dogs. They're like, I guess you could describe them as like a comb, and the teeth of the comb are sort of like a mini blade. It obviously doesn't hurt the dog, like, because it's really a thin blade, and it's, you know, it's not sharp. Like, you can certainly touch it and move it over your skin gently, but yeah, this just and the dogs love it. At least my two have. I mean, my first dog Hartley and my current dog Joy, they love it, and yeah. So you just swipe that down the coat, and it does tend to get out a lot of, or all the hair. I must admit that I don't groom as much as I should, not by a long shot, but you find that it really does get out the hair. So I guess here they're more on the expensive side, yeah, see if you have them over there, because I find that, and a lot of people here find that when they use the Furminators, that's all they need to use. They don't need to worry about all these other tools and stuff like that. So, yeah, because I've got a Zoom groom too. When we're training with them at Guide Dogs, we get all this equipment as well. We don't get the Furminators. We get the Zoom groom and the brush and a comb. So, yeah, just thought I'd mention that. And also, while I'm here, I don't know if you got my message, Mel, that, and I hope you don't mind being called Mel, that, you sound lovely, and, you know, you sound like a lovely, genuine lady, and I've been very impressed with your audio boos. I love what you do. I love listening to, you know, random things in the kitchen and in the, you know, wherever you might be. And, I'm catching up on your timeline at the moment, and, I'd love to get to know you better, certainly when the DMs come back on this Audio Doom crap app. So go you, and lovely lady. Okay, so I'm changing pace a bit now to at Giggles 22. I was listening to your audio boo about the talk you did about your mum. First of all, I'm really sorry to hear that she passed, and I just guess I wanted to say that, you know, I don't know how I'd be losing a parent, and of course, you know, now that we're all getting older, I know that, you know, it's something that is more of a realistic thing, you know, to expect now, and I just can't think about it at the moment. I don't know how I'm gonna cope. I really don't. I mean, just the know, just the final, you know, it's so final. And like you, I am a Christian, so I know I will see them again and it will be forever. But it's, you know, just knowing that on this earthly plane, we won't see them. And, you know, I just find that I can't think about that at the moment. And, I kind of think, well, I should think about it because, again, as I say, it is, you know, more of a realistic expectation now that we are all getting older. And maybe if I thought about it a bit now, it won't be such a blow when it actually happens. But I guess it's something that you don't like to think about, and it's just something that we have to, you know, deal with when it happens. And, yeah, just, thank you for, you know, saying what you did, I guess, I did listen to all that, Boo, and I appreciated what you had to say. Now I'm off to the hospital later. Hospital. How did I say it when I was a kid? Hospital later. To get a biopsy done of my new kidney. And so there'll be a lot of time of just laying around doing nothing. I have to lay there for 6 hours after the procedure to make sure, you know, nothing is bleeding or whatever. Excuse me. Oh, my God. So, no doubt, I know that a few of you, including at Melaniac Potu, tell me if that's the way I'm pronouncing that name, okay? Or if I can just call you Mel or Melody. So, I know you like the soundscape, so no doubt I'll do a soundscape of the hospital later, of where I am. And, I will speak to you guys then. Ta-ta!